In the news this week, the think tank Civitas reveals that 1 in 10 pupils aged 16 to 18 want to change their gender. A film warns of a future where assisted suicide is used to pressure the elderly into ending their lives prematurely. And MP Danny Kruger emphasises the importance of marriage to a successful society. Hello. 1 in 10 teenagers aged 16 to 18 want to change their gender or have already done so, a top think tank has revealed. The report from Civitas, based on research by DeltaPol, studied responses from over 1,000 16 to 18-year-olds and a similar number of parents of 12 to 16-year-olds about the teaching of LGBT ideology in schools. It found that 2/3 of the teenagers had been told biological sex is assigned at birth and 1/3 that a woman can have a penis. Even though the majority of pupils said their school encourages different viewpoints, almost half agreed with the statement, "I don't feel comfortable contributing my opinion, in case it leads to me being judged or bullied by other students." On relationships and sex education, 77% of parents said they should have the unrestricted legal right to see all materials and lesson plans. I asked the report's author, Joanne Nadler, about her concerns.
I think probably the most alarming figure, which has been widely picked up on, was that 10% of them told us that they either wanted to change their gender or had done so in the past. Now, I think it's important that we interrogate that answer and find out exactly what's meant by it. But as a headline figure, it's certainly arresting. I was also very taken with the fact that 46% of the young people, the children that we spoke to, said that they wouldn't feel comfortable expressing a contentious social idea at school for fear of being bullied by other pupils. We don't know what those contentious social ideas are necessarily, but the fact that they're not being enabled and encouraged and facilitated in being able to express their opinions in a school setting seemed to me to be pretty depressing, frankly.
Japanese film Plan 75 warns of a future where assisted suicide endangers the vulnerable, a senior columnist has said. Writing in The Times, former editor of the Sunday Telegraph, Dominic Lawson, said the film confronts its audience with a disturbingly realistic glimpse of a morally bleak future. The film sees a future Japanese government instigating Plan 75 for its aging population, where over 75s routinely agree to be killed by euthanasia in exchange for just $1,000 to be spent by themselves or their family. Its co-writer and director, Chia Hayakawa, said a state-sanctioned solution like Plan 75 is far from impossible in a country that is growing ever more intolerant to socially weak people, the elderly, the disabled, and the people who have no money. The Christian Institute's senior researcher, Rhys Kernow, said the film should make us think far more deeply about being made in the image of God.
I watched the film and it is very moving and very hard-hitting, although, of course, it is fictional. But I agree with what the director said, really, when she said that this kind of scenario doesn't feel all that far-fetched. I think that this film should make audiences think much more seriously about the reality that each one of us is made in God's image.
Down Syndrome campaigners Heidi Krauter and Moya Lee Wilson are crowdfunding to take the fight against disability selective abortions to the highest court in Europe. They hope to get equality for babies with disability in the womb at the European Court of Human Rights after the UK Supreme Court refused permission to appeal. Currently, abortion is permitted up to 24 weeks for most reasons in Britain, but is available up to birth for children deemed to have a disability, such as Down syndrome. Heidi said she and Moya would try everything to get people to realise the discrimination going on in front of their eyes, and they are prepared to take the fight all the way to Strasbourg. If we win there, the case will affect the law across the whole of Europe.
I am very upset not to win, but I will keep on fighting because we have already informed and changed hearts and minds and changed people's opinions about the law. When we first started this court case, not many people knew about the law. But now many, many people know about the law, thanks to us and your amazing support. We want to thank everyone who has donated their time and money to our court case.
And finally, the Conservative MP Danny Kruger has emphasised that marriage between one man and one woman is crucial for a successful society. Speaking at the National Conservatism Conference, Mr. Kruger backed fellow MPs' calls for the government to do more to recognise the institution of the family. Kruger highlighted to conference attendees that marriage is not only a private arrangement, but also impacts wider society.
The normative family, held together by marriage, by mother and father sticking together for the sake of the children, and the sake of their own parents, and the sake of themselves, this is the only possible basis for a safe and successful society. Marriage is not all about you. It's not just a private arrangement. It's a public act by which you undertake to live for someone else, for their sake and the sake of your children and the sake of wider society. And wider society should recognise and reward this undertaking. And as Miriam said earlier, we need to put families back at the heart of our fiscal system.
Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.